Good morning. This is Tom Dunlap with your Monday Morning Minute from the Black Letter Podcast. This week, let's talk about something that entrepreneurs should know, or employees in companies that are entrepreneurial or startups should know, but probably is either one of the most misunderstood or least utilized things in the entrepreneurship world, and that is the 83B election. So if you've heard of the 83B election, then you can stop listening if you already know what it is. But here is the short story. Potentially, it's a huge tax savings for people who receive stock that vests over time. And I'll explain why and how that works in a minute. Also, it's potentially a way to qualify for long-term capital gains treatment early. So let's talk about what 83B is. So 83B is a section of the Internal Revenue Code that allows you to file an election within 30 days of receiving stock from an employer, and you send a copy to your employer that lets you pay the taxes on the stock at the time you receive it. And you're thinking, why would I want to pay taxes early? Well, because if you're in a startup, presumably your company is worth much less money at the time you receive the stock than at the time you go to sell it. So let's talk about an example of how that would work. So let's say that Bob co-founds a tech startup company and gets 100,000 shares as part of an equity grant. But they're subject to a four-year vesting schedule with a quarter of those shares, 25% vesting each year. The current value of the stock, because they just started this tech company, is only 10 cents for each share. So in year one, 25,000 shares vest when the price of the share is now worth 50 cents. So his taxable income rate is 50 cents times 25,000, or essentially $12,500. So the tax due would be $3,750 when they vest. Year two, another 25,000 shares vest. It's worth a dollar. There's another $7,500 in taxes due. Doing the math, we're over $10,000 in taxes now. Year three, another 25,000 shares vest, and it's worth $1.50, another $11,250. We're over $20,000 in taxes. And year four, the company's done pretty well, and the shares are now worth $2 a share. And as 25,000 shares have vested, adds another $15,000. So over 4 years, each time shares have vested, because Bob did not make an 83B election, he's paid $37,500 in taxes. If he had made that 83B election, let's go back and do the math, 100,000 shares at 10 cents a share, and this is all assuming a 30% tax rate. I should have said that's what I did when I mathed this out on a piece of paper here. It would have been $10,000 of value, so $3,000 of taxes. So instead of $3,000 in taxes, Bob paid $37,500. Bob could have saved $34,500, or more than 10 times the amount of taxes. He ended up paying 10 times more because he didn't make an 83B election. So what is the risk? The risk is that if you leave the company and you lose those shares before they vest, you've paid the taxes and you can't get the taxes back. There are some downsides and some risks with that, but the tax savings could be huge. Let's talk about the capital gain side real quick, because we're coming to the end of our minutes here. So total capital gain, remember that long-term capital gains tax is a lot less than short-term capital gains tax. That rate potentially is in flux with some new legislation, but short story is you want to pay long-term capital gains rate. If you pay the taxes early on these shares, then to the IRS, you've essentially owned those shares earlier, and you essentially need to own shares for more than a year to get long-term capital gains rate tax treatment. You've triggered that long-term capital gains rate earlier for yourself. And anyway, the short total sum of this story is, think carefully about making an 83B election. Talk to your accountant. But if you're an entrepreneur, a co-founder, or an employee at an entrepreneur's tech startup company where you're receiving shares that are subject to vesting, look hard at 83B. Listen to this podcast again if you didn't get everything. Or, you know, frankly, you can Google it. Have a great week. I hope you have a good Monday. Take care.